This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, August 2, 2010. The Way. The passage is from John 3. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whether we travel for work or go on vacation or just head out to the local post office, we must decide how we're going to travel. When our family traveled to national parks, we took a car and a travel trailer. This took a lot of preparation and planning, and we had to get those mechanical wonders serviced so they wouldn't let us down somewhere along the way. The Bible often uses the idea of a journey to describe our lives here on earth. The first Christians were known as people of the way. That's probably because Jesus called himself the way and the truth and the life. He is the only way to eternal life, or as he put it, no one comes to the Father except through me. God wants our journey in life to take us where he is. He wants the best life possible for us, so he wants us to join him in heaven, and beyond that, in his new creation. We may think that wealth or pleasure or hard work will get us some sort of heaven on earth, but those things won't satisfy our deepest needs. Today's scripture states that the only way we can keep on this journey is by faith in Jesus. And his Spirit helps to keep us in service through prayer, scripture, and spiritual gifts and disciplines. With Jesus, we never have to worry. He will take us all the way to be with him. Let's pray. Lord, we believe. May we place our hope, trust, faith, and confidence in you as we journey with you through this life. Let us seek no other way but you. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.